This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Dance That Night. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are so excited because on Wednesdays, hump day, we get to play with V. Hale. V. Hale will be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour for a little chatting, and then we'll play a random game of skills.
She's so great, I actually let her call me Muffin. I mean, I don't want to be called that, but I like her so much, it's okay.
I think deep down you...
I don't.
You bring it up enough.
I definitely
it feels
don't.
Like you want to
I never bring
us
it up. What are you talking about?
You just brought it up.
I just did, but never before that.
Mm-hmm.
When?
I don't know. It just seems to come up a lot.
It doesn't. Right. At all.
Okay.
At all?
Have it your way. That's
right, at all.
At all. Oh, that is how we rage. At all? Anyway, V. Hale's coming on today.
Yay!
She's great.
Love her. Yeah. I'm looking at tonight on television. Unfortunately for me, bedtime comes early, so I won't be able to watch Survivor tonight. But now that Banu is gone, it's watchable again. Is that the guy's name? Banu?
I don't remember, but I...
Crybaby-o?
I turned it off. Like, I was watching it early enough. I was watching the East Coast feed, and I just went, I don't want to see another minute. And I really...
And that's all we saw was minutes of that guy.
You know, some of that drama can be fine, but then when he started going, looking at the sky and telling God, how could you do this to me? I just went, get out, dude.
Yeah.
Get the out.
Right.
You make anyone who believes look really bad. That God's, I mean, it's the same as the
right.
sports
that
guys.
Your
that
life
are like,
and how it is.
I want to
so
thank
the
God
of
for
Jesus,
helping me
right.
win the game today.
Okay. Like, I just really hope God has more important things than the outcome of this game. You know, maybe your training and years of experience had something to do with it. But okay, big ups.
Right.
So, Survivor. Tonight, 8 o'clock, CBS. Yeah. 90-minute episodes this whole season, which I'm very excited about. Now that Banu's gone, you can watch it again. Thank God he's gone. Thank you, God. The Amazing Race is also tonight on CBS, two of the big competition reality shows like those.
As much as I like it, I don't watch it.
You know, I don't watch it either. And it's funny because John does. John banks a few. He's got a lot of shows he watches. And one of them is The Amazing Race.
Well, he's a radio widow.
He is. It's true. I'm gone. Right, you know, oh, well, so it's 6:30. It's getting kind of late. So off to bed. You know what we did finish is we finished Halo last night. I'm so sorry it's over. Oh, my God. So yesterday, as I'm, you know, I knew I was going to watch the very last episode of season two of Halo, which is based on a video game. You've probably heard of Halo, big Xbox thing, or whatever it is. I don't know what, PlayStation, who cares? So this guy who plays the Master Chief, John 117, he is Liev Schreiber's half-brother, which I had no idea. until I was looking at like some interviews and some, you know, trying to see if season three was going to come out and all this stuff, all this info about Halo. And then as soon as I heard Liev Schreiber, I was like, oh, dude, that's Ray Donovan. I was like, this guy does kind of look like him.
Mm.
So Liev is about 13 years older and they're half brothers. Same dad, to probably raised completely. I don't know anything about if they know each other, but they're both, at this point, actors. And I just thought, this guy looked like him. That's great.
Family business.
Yeah, I guess so. So anyway, I watched the last episode of that. It was great. Okay. The Diddy thing. There's some crazy information here. Now, when he settled with a girlfriend named, because this is Puff Daddy, Sean P. Diddy Combs. He's a music mogul. He has hit songs, but he's a producer and just he's just his own biz.
He's made a fortune.
He's a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple, you know, a year or so ago, when this Cassie girlfriend of his accuses him of sexual assault and just a lot of, she made some allegations and he settled that suit within 24 hours. Like, shut that chick up.
Do we know what she got paid?
We do not.
Okay.
But we have to assume that it was enough for her to go, all right, that seems like enough. And for her to not talk about it anymore. The problem for Diddy is when Cassie got paid off, everybody who thought they were the only one came forward and said, yeah, that guy did this to me. Yes, I was sex trafficked. Yes, I was plied with drugs and groomed. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Can you tell me and the audience listening, when you say sex trafficked, what does that mean?
Provided to higher profile guests as an object to be toyed with.
Got it.
But I don't, when I think of sex trafficking, I think of a child or a girl or whatever human plucked from one place, stolen. This is what I think of. Stolen, brought to a foreign country, maybe with the promise of a job or what have you, and then put into the sex trade. They've been taken out of their country or whatever their area of comfort was with promises and then groomed to be this other thing. That's what I think of. So when I hear someone's got sex trafficking charges against them, that's the first thing I think is, what? Diddy is going over to whatever foreign country and plucking young girls and bringing them back here for his hoeing business? Like, that's not what this is.
Okay.
So I believe it's a much broader thing than what I consider sex trafficking to be.
Okay.
And that is one of the many things that people are accusing him of. In fact, there's even a dude who is saying, this guy was grooming me, and accuses Cuba Gooding Jr. of sexually assaulting him at one of Diddy's parties where Diddy said, hey, go get to know Cuba Gooding Jr. So this guy, here's the thing.
Puff Daddy.
No, this guy who's accusing Puff Daddy.
Oh, okay.
His name is, let's see. Let's see. Rodney Jones is this kid's person's name. Jones is accusing Diddy of sexual abuse. And in court papers, he talked about Diddy's trafficking parties where he was hooking people up with other people and his access to famous and important people. People like, also named in the suit, Prince Harry. Not named as a defendant, but saying this guy has access to people at the highest levels of government, people at the highest levels of commerce and business.
Puffy does.
Puff Daddy.
Okay.
So, but you know what Prince Harry doesn't want? To be anywhere near any of this.
You don't want your name in that.
You don't want your name in that. He's not being accused of anything.
I'm sure Cuba Gooding Jr. went, what?
Well, Cuba Gooding Jr. has...
And he's already had a lot of trouble.
He has.
Uh-huh.
He was accused of forcibly touching a woman and not stopping. And I can't even remember how that all turned out. Like, did he wind up settling with her or was he found innocent, guilty?
I don't know.
So this investigation is putting... I don't know. I actually, Prince Harry's name comes up in this lawsuit. It's a $30 million lawsuit filed by music producer Rodney Jones.
One of the things I read, mm-hmm. and you wouldn't know this because you didn't listen to this kind of music at all, but there's a huge hit song called Mo Money, Mo Problems. Mm. And it is Biggie. And it's on a Biggie record. But it's also got Puff Daddy and Mace. Mace is a guy who was an up-and-coming huge star. The little blurb that I saw on the internet yesterday was Mace saying, I left the music business to get away from Puffy.
Really?
Like, he was a guy who was an up-and-coming rapper and Puffy somehow, who knows how this guy works, got his hooks into him. That guy, if I remember right, said, I'm leaving the music business to become a preacher, something like that.
Yes.
And so he left the business not to be heard of again for many, many years. And now he's coming out and saying, I left at that time to get away from that dude.
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of people who are watching this unfold just to see, to say, do I jump in and tell my story? I'm going to talk about the Cuba Gooding Jr. situation now. There's a man. His name is Rodney Lil Rod Jones Jr. That's a terrible nickname for a dude.
You want to be Giant Rod.
Big Rod, right. Why Lil Rod? Why do I have to be Lil Rod?
Biggest Rod.
I'm already Junior. Rodney Lil Rod Jones Jr. This Rodney Jones, Lil Rod.
They all are Lil somehow, like the rappers, right?
Lil Wayne, Lil Baby. They get those names when they're young, and then they're like, can I not be Lil anymore? Could I be Big Ol'?
But, you know,
Big Ol'
Rod.
Big Ol' Wayne.
Right. I'm with you, man. Lil Rod, not ideal. Even when you're a kid, you're like, I don't want to. Yeah.
Lil Rod.
So this Rodney Lil Rod Jones filed a lawsuit against Diddy Combs in February, so last month. Jones, Lil Rod, worked as a producer for Puff Daddy. He says that Combs sexually harassed, drugged, and threatened him for over a year. Cuba Gooding Jr., was mentioned in the original filing, and so he was mentioned in the original filing, and a version of the lawsuit that was amended on Monday of this week now lists him as a defendant.
Mm.
In the complaint, Lil Rod says that Cuba Gooding Jr. began touching, groping, and fondling his legs, his upper thighs near his groin, the small of his back near his buttocks, and his shoulders while on a yacht in the U.S. Virgin Islands rented by Daddy in 2023, January of 2023. Lil Rod, this Rodney Jones, believes that Sean Combs, Puff Daddy, was, quote, grooming him to pass off to his friends when he introduced Jones to Cuba Gooding Jr. and, quote, suggested that Cuba get to know Lil Rod better. According to the complaint, Lil Rod was extremely uncomfortable, rejected his advances, but Gooding allegedly did not stop until Lil Rod forcibly pushed him away. Now, Gooding has not responded to this. Cuba Gooding Jr., I'm sure, is like, oh, God, this is not good. And all of this said, this guy could be pulling things out of, that's the thing. People can allege anything they want, can't they?
Well, and yet, we're new and improved society that believes the victims, aren't we?
Well, I actually want to know more before I decide who I believe. That's why I like the word allegedly. I think that, you know, I'm not a judge, even though I am super judgy. I feel like everything needs to come out.
You have a gavel right here. What are you talking about?
Well, you and I share that. I mean, come on. We're doing a dumb radio show. But I do feel like I am trying to say that sometimes people's lives get ruined by things that are alleged. Someone just says, you did this to me. That taints on you. And sometimes they walk it back and they go, I didn't. I was mad because they broke up. Whatever
it
is.
There are some powerful words out there you never want attached to your name. And I don't need to say them. You know what they are.
And so I say, watch this, see how it all, listen to what everyone has to say about it, and make your own, try and make an informed decision. Or don't even decide. You don't have to. You're not on the jury, and you don't have to go to the court.
What is happening with P. Diddy now, though? Because I understand, this is a lawsuit saying that P. Diddy gave this guy to
so they're both Cuba defendants Gooding Jr.,
right.
This, right. So, let's see here. Here it is. Let's see. Gooding, he did plead guilty to one count of forcibly touching. I do not see what he was sentenced to. Anyway, they say he's part of the ongoing investigation. Now, there's this other guy, this drug mule, who is, by the way, it's like if Charlie Puth's career went south. He's a white dude, I don't know, 25 years old. He's got the double cut in his eyebrow.
But he's not nearly as handsome as Charlie Puth. You know, I get what you're going for there, right. But come on.
So he's a young man. He was apparently a basketball star at the school that he went to. And he is also a music producer of a sort. He worked with Diddy, apparently.
His name's Brendan Paul.
Yes, Brendan Paul is his name. And they're calling him the drug / gun mule for P. Diddy. He just got arrested as they're trying to get on. Maybe they're getting off of the black jet that Diddy takes all around the world. Diddy, not picked up. But this guy, they cuffed him right in front of Diddy. You're coming with us, sir. So his deal, let me see if I can get this concisely. Diddy's alleged mule, this kid, Brendan Paul, was arrested Monday while Diddy and his crew were stopped by federal law enforcement agents. Looks like out on the tarmac at a private airport in, looks like Miami, Opa-locka. Probably you have to be super rich to even have heard of that airport.
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, it's a bunch of private jets. That's all I can see. He went and claimed his bags. I guess if you're coming from another country, whether you're private jet or not, you still have to go through customs. This kid claimed his bags, and then they went, you're under arrest. There's cocaine in that bag. Cocaine and marijuana candy. Both of those are felonies.
But like a large amount, right? Like they don't bust people for...
I am not seeing an amount.
A piece of marijuana candy.
I don't see an amount here. However, I'm sure that because those are illegal, they could pick him up and grind him for information.
You mean just bust his balls and see if they can get... Okay.
Who knows what they're doing? Right. And by the way, this Brendan Paul, the drug and gun mule, it looks like Rodney Jones is the one who's fingering him. It identified him as a close confidant of Diddy's and, more importantly, someone who allegedly handles the drugs and guns as Diddy requires. There are photos of Paul and Diddy all over this Rodney lawsuit. I know there's a lot of names here. I'm getting confused, too.
I was trying to hold on to it, but I've given up.
Right. Well, the Rodney, so it's Lil
Rod.
Should I just call him Lil Rod? Lil Rod is saying this guy's part of the problem. He's the one who got picked up. And my feeling is, this guy probably is kind of a small-time dude who's hooked on to Diddy and in his entourage. And now they're going to scare the out of him and get as much information as they can. Because clearly, there's something going on here. I think that's clear, but... Again,
I don't know.
I'm not involved in this.
I don't know enough about it. I mean, I think Diddy's a poser, and I never thought he was a good rapper. And I don't like, the idea that you're suddenly on a TV show grooming artists, hot female artists. That does smack of...
Yuck.
But, the guy's a partier, so what?
Yeah, right. So it comes down to what people are alleging and whether or not any of that is true. If there was coercion or grooming or a handoff, like here's someone you can do.
Like all that stuff is absolutely atrocious if he's found guilty of it and probably will be. And it sounds like it'll all stick. But what I'm saying about this guy who's got a drug runner or whatever, it's like, if you throw parties... And everybody wants to, smell cocaine and puff on some reefer.
then somebody, you got to know someone you trust who's going to get that stuff for you.
You know.
Mm.
At our parties at my house, the missus puts up like appropriately colored background streamers. And then she sets up the selfie camera so that everyone can jump in front and take pictures.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we have going on.
But oh, you know, you don't have anything like this going on?
No, this is kid stuff, though. So I understand that, you know, but party planners think of things.
There's also, I'm looking for it now and I'm not seeing it. But you know how they cuffed a couple of his kids yesterday?
Yeah.
Or Monday, I guess it was. They're thinking one of them, whose name is Justin, he's a grown man. They're also considering charges against him. So I'm not exactly sure how all of that's going to shake out. Yeah, I don't see it. And what I'm looking at now is this whole Prince Harry is like, yeah, I met him one time. Stop it. He hasn't actually commented, but I'm sure that's what he's going to say. It's like, yeah, I'm sorry I took a picture with the guy. Here he is. This is 10 years ago with Diddy and Yay.
Oh, boy.
And there's Prince William behind them. Like, they're rolling with some pretty, like, those are the royals. They've got access.
Well,
so, there you
go. Big money.
Big money. It goes around the world. All right. Do I have time for anything else? Not really.
Yeah, you do.
All right, one more thing. This, and it's going to be not Diddy related. How does that sound?
I don't mind the Diddy story in that it's really scandalous. Like, yikes, man.
He's actually, it looks like he's divesting himself of a few of his properties because I think that he's got something called Revolt TV, which is about the black culture and, you know, it's sort of a black-based television programming stuff. It is still going to be black-owned. They say a mystery buyer has stepped up to buy his shares in this. The person has not come forward yet, although I'm sure that'll get dug up. But he's letting go of that. It looks like because as he's embroiled in all the rest of this stuff, he's trying to not tank every other business he owns. So there's that. And I'll leave you with this. This is not about Diddy. Pirates of the Caribbean is getting a reboot. In fact, Jerry Bruckheimer, who is the producer of both the Pirates of the Caribbean movies and Top Gun, said,
and I believe, what's the movie, the Will Smith movie that's coming out?
Oh, Bad Boys?
I think he's part of that, too. This guy, that guy.
Well, right. Oh, my God. Jerry Bruckheimer. Like, for us to know the name of a movie producer, like, they are definitely top tier. So he says, with Top Gun, you have an actor, Tom Cruise, who is iconic and brilliant. And how many movies he does before he does another, I can't tell you. But we're going to reboot Pirates of the Caribbean, which means we don't need any of these people who were in the old ones, Johnny.
Oh, so
we're going to reboot it.
They're not bringing Johnny back.
We don't have to wait for certain. He's saying with Top Gun, we will probably do more, but we need Tom to be available for those. He hasn't blown it.
Right.
But Johnny Depp has. Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley, they haven't blown it. And actually, they were sort of the stars of the very first one. And had their story was sort of completed in that.
Okay.
But he's basically saying it's not, you know, this is, we don't need anybody to come back from those. We're just going to retell those stories over and over and over
again. I've never watched any of them.
You'd like them. They're actually not bad. That first one, I take it back. I love the first Pirates of the Caribbean. And my kids have watched them all a million times.
But they
like
them.
That one, I like. The other ones, the third one, that one can just take a hike. And I haven't even seen the fourth and fifth.
In my,
there are.
I spend time looking around on the internet. Just reading stories.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of Lily Rose Depp.
Yes. Beautiful.
It was actually just her walking like she was just living her life. And I thought, God, that poor girl. I know. I understand. She's born to privilege. There's hundreds of millions of dollars that she probably has access to. Never has to worry. I get it. I'm feeling sorry maybe for the wrong person. But just as a dad, I thought about how, man, she had to live through all the stuff that was out there about her dad. Even just your girlfriend pooped in your bed?
Yeah. That's the first thing that popped into my mind, too. You know, she's a pretty talented actress.
I don't know that.
That show that she did with Drake, I never watched that. I think it was called, like, Star or something. I can't remember. But it was like Pan. They basically said she's doing porn.
Wait, was it Drake or The Weeknd?
The Weeknd. Sorry, The Weeknd. I just hate Drake so much that I put him in all these things I don't like. But she was in She was in a movie with Timothée Chalamet where she played a princess for, like, he was like an English king or something, and she was a French princess, and they wind up together.
You love him.
Yeah, it's great. But she was excellent in that, and I didn't even realize it was her until, you know, I looked at the credits. I hadn't known her to be in any other shows before that. So, all right, now I definitely am out of time, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
I did not, because of the ship story.
Yes.
I didn't, the bridge story, I should say. I did not get to the story about the revenge or pathetic. I'll start with it this break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
It's a song about radio. I love it. Anyway, we got your tickets. You can go check out Maren Morris. 6:05 each day this week. Janie gives you a keyword. You text that to 20357. That's it. You're entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Maren Morris May 29th. At the Masonic.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our text machine. Listen to this one. 707 says, how do you spell the Odyssey app? Because I cannot find it.
It's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Think audio, audacious, and Odyssey spelled wrong. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. R-A-D-I-O.
This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey. It's completely free and you can listen to our show live every single day.
Yep.
We love to be with you wherever you go, including Taiwan.
And Thailand.
No, Thailand wasn't the
and
one.
And Taekwondo.
I missed. Odyssey. Never mind. Odyssey is right. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
R-A-D-I-O.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
We should see some rain today. Right now it doesn't look half bad. I even see some sunshine, but there's rain on the way and the rain in the forecast for the weekend as well.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Get your head around it.
I'm trying to. We're off then. Well, you'll be where the weather's always fabulous. We'll be back here. Oh, next week doesn't look too bad.
Baseball's opening day is tomorrow, everyone. Yeah. Yes, baseball's back.
And
I think we got a squad. The Giants, I mean. A's, I know you're getting shipped off to Vegas. Sorry about it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Oakland. Sorry, A's fans. I'm not behind this, though. But anyway, opening day is tomorrow. I watched a little preseason just the other night. And in fact, it was the Giants versus the A's. I love baseball.
That's convenient. There they are.
Okay. Oh, yeah. There's our girl.
Oh, sing it, girl.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
I don't care.
That was me. Like, that was one of the worst moments. I mean, it was incredible. I was excited to do it. And then you get out there and you yell into that mic and you go, oh my God, I can't hear my own voice. All I can hear is me coming out of those speakers.
They didn't tell you in advance?
No. They handed me a mic and sent me out there. And I went, oh no. Sarah from the Sarah and Vinny Show.
Well, tonight, Sarah of Alice Radio's Sarah and Vinny team took to the field for the seventh inning stretch. Sarah lost an on-air bet to Vinny, and the bet payoff was to dress up in a Giants uniform and lead the crowd and take me out.
By the way, I'm 6 months pregnant in that as well. So it's really just awesome looking.
I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. This is days ago.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my God.
I'm talking to a friend of mine.
Breaking news. What is happening?
And my friend says, my son is in law school at Santa Clara.
Okay. Whoa.
It's his first year. And I was like, yeah.
Impressive.
And they're currently studying the Sarah and Vinny lawsuit.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. They're not.
And I went, they're still teaching that? Wow. I remember hearing that from years ago.
They would
ago
bring it up as examples. And
it's local, so I can understand that, you know, there might even be some name
recognition.
Careful
what you say about it. We might not be able to say that.
I'm not saying anything about it other than they're still teaching the Sarah and Vinny lawsuit at this college at well,
Santa Clara.
It's a very prestigious college, actually. Santa Clara College. Law school.
Ooh. Yep. Incredible.
There we are.
Incredible.
The end.
It was pretty funny. You know, this transcripts and that are really funny. Like, to see what we had to say
to
all written out.
That it would even make
a
lawsuit.
It's so dumb.
To this day.
Well, someone got butt sore over something that got said. Well, they didn't like
chicken
it.
Chicken butt, though, is not even a thing.
Right.
It's amazing.
I think that was actually one of our defense's points. Is that even a thing?
It's like, not
is that
even a thing.
Right.
I mean, and you missed your appointment with us, so I called you a chicken.
Chicken to come
butt.
On. Chicken butt. Come on. But there were also some kind of mean things that were said. So.
No, I don't know about that.
There was that one person who said some stuff.
I don't know anything about it.
Well, we probably shouldn't talk about it at all. Well, if you ever take that class, enjoy the lawsuit.
You guys are terrible about not talking about
it. Anyway, it was 25 years ago, for God's sake.
It's really neat that our lawsuit is in law school.
Really neat.
It's neat.
We like to be a part of the new lawyers.
I like getting plugged in the, you know.
And they're still getting in trouble to this day. In fact, today feels like one of those days.
Yeah, it does.
They all start to feel like that, though, after a while. Like, oh, no.
Here we are, moving on.
All right.
A guy in Australia, Melbourne.
Oh, Melbourne.
Is opening a new Korean barbecue restaurant.
Oh, is that popular there? I mean, it's so good. I'm not super surprised.
Yeah, I know. Even before he opened the business, though, he put up a huge sign. And this sign is about his ex for dumping him for being poor.
Oh.
In block letters, this guy he's launching a new restaurant.
Okay.
Is this revenge or is this pathetic?
So many tears, Korean barbecue?
Yeah, you kind of.
Oh.
Hey, Sophia. This is the sign on the front of the Korean barbecue restaurant he's trying to launch in some community in Melbourne. You broke up with me because I was poor. Now I have money to open a Korean barbecue. Are you regretting it?
He's so hung up. But if it spurred him into action.
That's hilarious.
Well, first of all, I'm not even going to. I think it's incredible. Anybody who has that sort of entrepreneurial spirit and wants to risk it all and be their own boss and own their own business.
Be ambitious.
And I'm not going to say that I have any idea how many restaurants fail, but I'm going to guess it's half.
Oh, it's easily half. Easily.
Let's just call it that for the sake of our conversation.
Sure. You got a 50-50 shot.
Launching with that kind of bitterness doesn't feel like the right way. But all right, maybe there's people out there who are all, someone dumped me one time because I didn't have any money.
Right.
I'm going to that restaurant.
Yeah.
Forever.
Well,
it
better
might
be good.
Work.
That's the thing. You might hook them in with this whole, hey, Sophia, F you thing. But if the Korean barbecue isn't awesome, the end.
They say here.
That is a gigantic.
It's huge.
It's like one of those corporate banners that you see at trade shows. It's humongous. Is that the name? Is the place called Chinggu?
Chinggu? Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so that's tiny. The name of this new place is Chinggu Korean Barbecue, and it's a tiny little thing up in the upper right-hand corner of this. I don't know, is that like a 15-foot by 40-foot banner? Hey, Sophia, you broke up with me because I was poor. Now I have money to open a Korean barbecue. Are you regretting it now? He should leave a
they say
check
here,
yes or no.
They say here that it's not one of those signs. He put two of them up.
What?
One on each side of the building.
Oh.
Oh, my
so
God.
So he's really making sure that she sees it. No word from Sophia yet. But it's gone viral in Australia and here in America as well. So it's...
Do we have a picture of this guy?
I don't.
I'm wondering...
If I can find it.
I'm just wondering if it's some white guy who likes Korean barbecue. Or if it's like Korean guy who
either
is
way.
Good at Korean. But like, you know, I just like it so much that I'm going to open it up to spite my girlfriend, Sophia. It is... If you're going to break up with someone, tell them you're just not a good fit. Don't say it's because they're poor. Because you just look like a total shallow bitch. I hate Sophia.
I don't really like this guy. I think
they both seem like they belong together.
This is pathetic. At least for me, that's the way I feel. I feel like, you
Chinggu
know what?
Means
you know
so
the
many
way
tears.
You get back at Sophia? Run a good business.
Yeah.
Make some money. Live a good
Forget
life.
Forget about her.
That's the way you show her that you're better off without her is by doing well and moving on. Get on down the road. This is what I try to... I can't really share this with my kids yet. They're too young. But I will try to show them as they get older. Like, you just get on down the road, man. Just do something
Your
else.
Your heart is going to get broken.
You will be able to move on and live a great life without spending all your time fuming about the one person who didn't want you. Jesus. This
it can be so painful, though.
What?
I feel him. It's so painful. Maybe he was like, Sophia, she's the one.
You don't think when Sophia sees this sign, she's going to go, oh, my God, dude, you're pathetic.
Oh, no, she is.
Okay, there you go.
But she's just seeing him for who he is, you know, a poor, pathetic loser.
Poor.
Poor. Pathetic loser who doesn't even make that good a Korean barbecue. I've had his food, and it's gross.
Here's another story for you.
I love these stories. This is fantastic.
I think that's
a great one.
The infamous California kidnap hoaxer, Sherry Papini.
Oh, that lady. What's going on with Sherry
Papini?
She's
back in hot water.
Uh-oh, what's she doing now?
So she came up in that television show on Netflix about the kidnapping that was real.
Yes. But that they didn't believe.
And the police in Vallejo were like, this Sherry Papini thing is all over the news and we think we've got a copycat. Mm. And they fully shined these people on. Meanwhile, she was kidnapped and raped.
Right.
This lady. Anyway, it was a big story. Sherry Papini, the lady in Reading who disappeared. And then when she turned back up, she said, a couple of Hispanic ladies. Of course. She fingers some minorities.
Right.
Meanwhile, it turns out it was a full-on hoax. You know what I didn't know as I've read all the stuff about this story? They say here, and then I'll get to why she makes the news. They say here that when she was picked up by her ex-boyfriend in Reading, who took her back down south, and that was the hoax, was she just wanted to get out of here. They say here that her phone and earbuds were found neatly placed on the side of the road playing her wedding song, Michael Bublé's Everything, on repeat.
So she was supposed to be out for a run. Yeah. Just like worshiping her husband, listening to her song on repeat. She didn't even toss the stuff down. She just placed it nicely so that it would be sure to be found and not damaged.
This was supposedly the state her things were left in when she was kidnapped by two Latina ladies.
Okay, so Sherry Papini's now back in the news.
Yes. So the story is, and I like to see that they're following up on this, Papini, who became an international pariah after it was revealed that she faked her own kidnapping.
To go bang an ex-boyfriend.
She was sentenced to 18 months in prison for lying to investigators and defrauding the California Victim Compensation Board. In addition to prison time, a judge had ordered her to pay $300,000 in restitution. They say she's not paid a penny. So now they're after her.
Oh.
They say she owes now $340,000.
Oh, is that interest and fees?
Well, there's some litigation charges as well. Anyway, she's not paid, and they're going after her.
Well, that's not surprising. I mean, now, are they going after her now because she's not even getting her wages garnished or something? Like, is she out and working? Like, what's her status? If she's in jail.
She's saying that she's writing a book.
Oh. Mm.
So if that's the case, then they're going to want to recoup their money that way.
Right.
In fact, the quote is,
I don't want to read a liar's book.
Mommy is an author now, she said during one of her supervised visits with her kids. Of course, the husband was the guy on the news saying, please help me find my wife. I think he did the Today Show and more, and then it turns out he's the sucker.
Yeah.
So he has since divorced her and the kid visits because the kids are now a joke because this is their mom.
Right.
Anyway, so that's the latest, is they're trying to get this money out of her. We'll see.
Well, good luck to them. That doesn't seem like a lady who is good for it. You know, some people you're like, well, you owe this. And they go, okay, well, I'm going to work hard and get that to you. And other people, nah, they're going to try and write a book. They're going to not work, find a new boyfriend to support them, that kind of thing.
Well, there are people who will say, why would I go to work if they're going to take all the money I make?
Mm-hmm.
That's literally a response when people find themselves in tax fraud situations or whatever. They say, well, that's the
last thing I'm going to do is earn money. Come on, you're just going to take it all.
Why would I do that? I don't want to have you take, 75% of my wages and leave me with an unlivable amount. I don't know how those people survive, but
I don't either. But honestly, I guess if you make zero because your wages are garnished, or you make zero and you're not even working, you just don't work.
Right.
I'm going to go sit on the beach and look at the waves, I guess. That's what I'll do.
This is only happening in one restaurant right now. McDonald's, though, has joined up with Krispy Kreme. And very soon you'll be able to buy Krispy Kreme donuts nationwide at all McDonald's.
Oh, is that a good thing?
It's smart. I mean, for McDonald's, it's absolutely smart.
Sure, it's smart for both of those companies, but is that a lose-lose for the American public?
And for Krispy Kreme, now your footprint went from the occasional store where hopefully the people driving by go, oh, I'm going to a meeting, I should pick up a dozen. Now you're suddenly in every McDonald's?
Is this like, on a larger scale, the combo of Kentucky Fried Chicken and Taco Bell?
I think that combo is because they're owned by the same corporation. Okay. So they've done that specifically. In this case, I think these are two separate companies who went, you know what? Can we partner up and we'll both benefit from it?
I'm sure they have deep fryers at a donut place. Maybe you can get some McDonald's French fries over there at the Krispy Kreme.
Anyway, we'll see how it goes, but very soon.
Glazed donut fries. Those might actually be pretty good.
Our text number is 800-400-3269. So.
That's not our number.
What did I say it was? I thought, did I just say my own home number? I almost just had a heart attack.
800-400-3697. Text us now.
Oh, I can't read that 415. Oh. That's funny, though. It's about Latina ladies.
Oh.
You can't point to them like that, Sherry Papini.
Yep.
Sherry's husband is like the poor husband in the movie Chicago. Poor sap. Who knows that movie?
Really?
You know that movie?
It's a play. It's a movie. It's old timey. It's new timey.
No one knows what you're talking about.
There's
707.
Girls in Jail. Come on.
What?
It's good. Yeah.
Oh, you know it?
Yeah.
All right. What's coming up in the trash?
Oh. Shows, babies, MS, and May the 4th be with you.
You ready?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!